I'm one of those who was born in the transition period of America. I grew up in a segregated America. I remember having to drink at the colored water fountain. I remember when I couldn't stay at a hotel in the South.
That's the voice of William H. Gray, Baptist minister, congressman, activist, and the highest-ranking black lawmaker in the country. Passed away on Monday in London. He was 71 years of age. While serving in the House from 1979 to 1991, Congressman Gray was a persistent voice for equal rights, benefits, services for the poor, and education. President Obama released a statement yesterday calling Bill Gray a trailblazer. Now, in 1991, William Gray, after leaving Congress, became president and chief executive of the United Negro College Fund, a position he held until 2004. And this is amazing. According to the fund's website, in those 13 years, Gray raised over $2.4 billion for the United Negro College Fund. Joining us now is Congressman Shaka Fateh, Democrat from Philadelphia. William Gray, also from Philadelphia and a Democrat. Congressman, hello.
How are you? I have the burden of serving in the seat that Bill Gray really made famous around the world, because as the congressman from Philadelphia, he really created change everywhere from the South African Divestiture Act to his chairmanship of the Budget Committee, the work he did on transportation as a member of the Appropriations Committee. But he's finally remembered here not so much as a politician. There are many people who remember him as the pastor of a church that his father started, and that he was the senior pastor and traveled home every Sunday to preach, and he conducted weddings and funerals and baptisms for children. So he was a person who could interact with presidents, but he never lost the common touch.
Congressman Shaka Fateh, Democrat of Philadelphia, in the very seat that William H. Gray used to hold, and that's why we wanted to have you on, Congressman. Congressman Gray talked about transcending in Congress sort of the perception of a black congressman who stands up for black constituents and being something more, a leader on the Budget Committee who can broker deals for the whole country, not just for a narrow constituency.
He was the most extraordinary member, in the sense that he could reach members in every part of the Congress, whatever the geography, no matter how conservative they may be or different in terms of their perspective on the world. He was known for putting together these coalitions, and every year he would pass a budget and actually played a leadership role in the budget summit that eventually moved the country on a fiscal footing that people say set the stage for the balanced budgets that took place under the Clinton years.
Before we let you go, Congressman Shaka Fateh, the calls, the emails that I know you're getting now, they must be pouring in because you knew him so well and you hold his seat. Give us a flavor of what the memories, what the sentiment is like for William H. Gray.
Well, people are celebrating his life and his legacy, mourning his passing, but appreciating the fact that we had a chance to see a great man on the world stage, but also a great man right here at home in Philadelphia.
That is Congressman Shaka Fateh, Democrat of Pennsylvania, holding the very seat once occupied by William H. Gray. William H. Gray dead at 71 in London. Before we go, let's hear in his own words William H. Gray talking about education.
We are going to prosper, all of us, as we face the challenge from Europe and the Pacific Rim. We've got to do something. What's the best way I found to do that? Education. Education. Education.
Former Democratic whip and budget leader William H. Gray, dead at 71.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.